Kum lenin ablad gemara. Stop complaining. We're daf kuv dalet amir aleph the Mishnah. Nenta vivaita. Less than a week to go, and we finish the sefer Zevachim
Amenachas. But since we didn't understand every word, we should go over again.
And then Zevachim Amenachas brachas again. It applies to everything. Says the Mishnah, Ein misnadvin, you cannot be offering an adava of a loig and a shnayim uchamish. We know that you give either six for a par, for a bull. We know that you give a third of a hin, so that's four, for a ram. And you know you give a quarter of a hin, which is three, for a sheep. If a guy says, I'm going to donate two, five, it's not a number. Is what you can't with what carbon? What carbon has such a kind of a nesachim?
Wine is not on its own. Wine
it applies to wine and to oil. Yeah, is because we don't find anything similar to that. You want to donate it, but there's nothing similar to that amount. So I can donate as an offering three, even though I have no sheep there. But since three is a quantity that you use for a sheep, you can donate it on its own. Or six, or five, whatever, four, whatever it is. Says in Mishnah Vayter, Avon Misnadvin, but you could donate Shloisha three, because that's for sheep, Abo for a ram, Shisha, a bull, Umishisha, anything higher. If anything higher, you can always, let's say seven. Seven, you can say it's a four and a three. So that's like two, there's two kabanas. Eight, you say it's a four and a four. A ram is four, so you have like two rams. A nine is a four, is a three and a six. Every number above six and higher, you can always divide it into different kabbalas. But two and five is no, there's no precedent for it. Says Gemara, Yiboy, we have a question. Yesh keval in the sachrim. If a guy says, I'm going to give, I'll donate so many loigin and so on and so forth. Do we say it's fixed, that you can only use it for a mincha? Or do we say that you have to bring them all together? Or ein keval in the sachrim. There's no keval, which means if I pick the number which I don't have as a carbon, I bring whatever I need for the carbon I bring, and the balance I sell, and with the money I put into one of these kupas that they'll use. Hey, chidami, what do you mean? What are you asking? Explain yourself. You're going to Icy Chamisha, he brought five. We suggest that he brought five. E Amrit, if you tell me, ain't Kevel Nesachim, that is no fixed thing by Nesachim. So Moshech and Makrib Abba Menayu, the Chazilayel. So four of those logins will be Makrib on its own, because since it's suitable for a ram, it's suitable to be in Nesachim, an offering. And the Edoch, the balance of that other log, having a Dova, is a donation. And you give it off to the community of the Tzibur. And they sell it and they put it in those boxes that they had, the chests that they had, those shayfers that they used to collect money. Or you join it with somebody else's legging and you use it for a carbon tibber. But yeah, if you tell me yes, Kevin, and if I said I'm donating five, I got to bring all five myself. Since I cannot use all five straight away, I cannot be marked with the other four either until I have a use for all five. My, which one is it? I'm going to buy it. Toshma, come in here. It says we haven't called him Shishol and a Dovi. Shishol and a Dovi. You have six shayfris with 13. Six of those are used for nedava. What do you mean for nedava? If let's say, for example, I donated money for a karma chattas, and it turned out to be that the price of sheep went down, so now I have an extra $10 there. What do I do with the $10? I put it in this shayfer, in this kupa. If I donated an asham, the same thing happens. There's six different boxes there. That for each kind of a carbon, the leftover money for the carbon, let's say, got cheaper than I thought it would be, that money goes to the box. And my money can I get me can I get anything more that explodes? I can I get Moise Chat, leftover money I set aside for Chatas, or Moise and Hashem, leftover money set aside for Hashem is, or Moise and Hashem Nazir, set aside for Hashem Nazir, leftover money, Moise and Hashem Tzede, or Moise Kinin, or Moise and Michas Chayte, any leftover from any carbon that I set aside, that money goes into this kuppah. And what do the money, every time this bech was empty, they used to buy kabbalas with that money. Now, the imisa, according to you, you tell me left over, if I set aside five legin, I only use four, and the other one is left over, and I convert it to money. So there should be another shayfer for leftover money from the offering of the nesachim. Liskin shayfer acharin, can I get mois in nesachim for the leftover nesachim? Is that ayil lechayda? There's no leftovers, you have to use the whole lot in one time. So the Gemara says, Hanach l'nidvas tzibur ozli. These all these kuppas were used for korban tzibur. Hanish chichi efshe demistarfi demaru demar b'had yadodi v'korvi. Since nesachim is something that is so common, every korban needed nesachim. that it's easy to be able to use it straight away, even if you have to use it the same day, the same time. You stand over there, you'll see people, brother, bring people, not a brother, so not to take from the box. So you're standing, hey, I have a spare leg here of oil, a spare leg of wine, use it. And that's how they did. Amar said, Rabbi, so no, Raya. Tashma coming here. It says in Pasik, Ezrach. It says in Pasik, Kola Ezrach should do Kocha. Kola Ezrach, when you call it Ezrach, so we know from Ezrach, this is talking about Nesachim. There's an extra Pasik, you could already know the whole din of Nesachim before. We know you can offer Nesachim without associated animal. And the minimum is three loigim, because that's the minimum that goes with an animal. Melamich and misnad Nesachim, you can donate Nesachim on its own. The kama shleish is loigim, the minimum you can bring is three loigim, because that's for a lamb. If you want to give more than three legging, you can. It says the pasig, yeah. It says talks about when his came chatzihin. It says yeah. What does yeah mean? That you can add more to it. Or kachem kager yeah means you can add more to it. Yeah, it should be more. Yochel yivchaz, I can give less than a minimum amount. Tamalayim kocha, this is the minimum. The minimum what you do for a lamb is three legging. And you cannot donate on its own. You can donate a carbon nesachim on its own, but the minimum you can donate is what you would bring with an animal, which is three legging. Ilema, three lugin. Ilema abo v'shisha. And if you want to say, the pasuk is coming to say that you can have different amounts. We're talking about amount of four, amount of six. We need a pasuk for that. Four is just like three is associated with a lamb. Four is associated with a ram, and six is associated with a bull. So one needs a lemaish nashleisha the chazul the keves above is so suitable for a lamb. Above is shishanami chazul la ayil apart. I don't need a pasuk to tell me yeah, you can have more than three. Elalav is come to chamisha. You can have five. You can have five, ushmami, no, ain't kevel and asachim. I can bring up the, if I have five, I bring four straight away. And one, I wait till the opportunity to use it. Shmami, no, is a good raya. Omar Ravashi, how can you say that? But the Mishnah clearly says you should not donate two and five. It says he clearly should not donate five. We did not learn the same thing. Why? In the same circumstance, he cannot bring two, which is ever. So too, he cannot bring five, ever. So wait, tell me you can bring five and ain't keva and you use four and the other one you just leave on the side until you have a chance to use it. So because you said that you bring five, four you use and one you leave as an adava. But it seems that the Mishnah clears that you shouldn't bring five. Says he want to meet the area. Does it say that the five are the same thing as the two? How could each? How could this? Each one has its own thing. Two, you cannot bring it all. Five, you could bring five, but you can only use four out of the five. And the other one is a leftover. You give it as an adava. Omer Abaye, says Abaye. Im Timtzlem said, Mor didn't resolve it. Is there keva? Is not. Even the Gemara sort of said Shmamina that there is no keva. Omer Abaye, Im Timtzlem, but Ravashi wasn't happy. If you're going to say that ain't keva nesachim, then nothing needs to ask. Ain't keva nesachim. There's no question. There's nothing. There's no keva. You can donate whatever number you want, whatever is shayach you bring up, and the rest becomes an adav. Fine. But however, my question will be: if you tell me you have to bring it all in one time, there's a keva. Adap sort of pshitali. That what that you cannot bring until you have enough to use the whole amount. So you have what about achad osav boyli? If you have 11 lugim, this is my question. What's my question? If you have 11, you can break it up in different. If you have anything less than 10, you can only break it up into two kabbalas. But if you have 11, this is my question. My gavra lishnei parim kamechavin. Let's say more than 11, which means 12. Did he want to use 12? 12 is two sixes. Did he want to use two bulls, and therefore he wanted to use the same animal but break it up into two, and therefore Kozman, you don't have two bulls to use it for. You shouldn't bring up at all. Or Dilmo Lishnei Eli Vekevet El Bechavin, because you can break up differently. You can have two rams and one sheep. Who said you have to have the same carbon? You can have two lambs and two rams, which is 8, and one sheep is 11. And today mechad mina mechad mechad mina min aloy. Can you break up? In other words, my question is, Logan, can you break up the Logan in a way that it's for different animals, or it have to be broken up, it should be exactly the same animal. If you want to break it up into two rams, break it up into two sheep, break it up into two bulls. So can you break it up into a couple of rams and a lamb? Or do we say they're very different from each other? Take it.
But he only said 11 wine. He didn't say what the wine should be.
Exactly. So we're trying to think, what was he thinking? Yeah. It says in the Mishnah, it's not vinyayin, you could donate wine on its own without any oil, without any flour. Remember, every carbon has in it yayin and the sachim, which is made up of wine, and then oil and flour. You can donate the wine on its own as a on a voluntary basis because wine comes with the carbon. However, the aim is not vin shemen. You cannot donate oil on its own. The wine you donate, you take it and you pour it down those chutes, but you cannot do oil on its own because oil always comes together with flour. So you cannot do oil on its own.
It's carbon. So.
As a voluntary carbon. We're talking about, normally you bring it, normally you bring it together with a behemoth. I want to bring it on its own, the oil on its own. You can't do that because no such precedent. Because the only precedent is oil mixed together with flour. Same thing. Divrei Rav Tarfon, Rabbi Akiva. Rav Tarfon says, you could have flour on its own, because not all minchas have oil. Rabbi Tarfon says, "Misnad vin shemen." Rabbi Tarfon says, "You could minad of oil, and you put a little kaimut on the zbeach, and the balance of the oil you use, you could do the oil on its own. Why? Ma matzina b'yayin. What do we find by wine? Shubachayva. You have wine that comes together with kabanas, and ubanadava. You can also bring it on a voluntary basis. Av shemen. Why is oil different? Shubachayva banadava. Since oil comes part of a mincha, you can bring oil on its own. What's the difference?" If you want to say by wine, she can't cut of im chevav niatzva. How do you bring wine with its carbon, with its animal, on its own? So now you bring it on its own again, but without an animal. We can do that. You never bring oil on its own, even with an animal. Oil is mixed with flour. So how can you bring oil on its own? That's what his argument is. So there's no precedent for it, to put oil on a keli. Next part of the mission is Ein Shnayim Misnad Misarecha. You can't have shutvas when it comes to one Yisarim by Mincha. Avol Misnad, but you could be joining shutvas. Oil of a shlamim comes to an animal and a shlamim, but oif and a bird. I feel the parade, even one little bird. They can be two partners can be menadiv. It's all cheap and everything else. You can be menadiv. What's the difference? An animal, bird, we'll see. Amar Rav says Rav, Medivrish name Nilmai. From both of the Kiva of Tafel, we learn out the Misnadiv Odav Minchas Nesachim B'chol Yom. A person definitely can be menadiv, wine and flour and oil, the whole nesachim you could do, even though you have no animal. You can definitely bring the nesachim on its own. The only argument is if you can bring oil on its own. But together as a package, you definitely can bring without an animal. Every single day. Ma'up Shita, why should you think otherwise? Ma'ud, I would have thought, Minchas Nadova, Goli Borachmona. I would have thought that the Torah said that the only mincha that I reveal is Hani Chamisha Menachas, only these five Menachas, which we have, you know, Machvas and Macheshes and Chalas and the Kikin and Seilas. Those are the only ones that you can bring. But to bring other kinds of minchas, you can't. Kamashalon, that you can. Hani Mili Bistama. But when do we say that? Only if you say Stam. In other words, when do we say you have to bring these five minchas only if you stop? I'm bringing a mincha. If you bring a mincha, then it has to be one of the ones that the Torah says. Avol hecha de parish. If he says clearly, I'm bringing it as in the sochim on its own, then parish, I can do it. I would have thought that if you say stam mincha, automatically means you got to bring an animal with it, like a normal mincha. But if the Mishnah is telling you, but if you clearly spell out, I want to bring a mincha in the sochim on its own, you can. Ein shnayim misnad, we cannot have shutvis. My time, but why not? You can send the passing lesson yochid. Takriv oyle. Send the passing even nefesh kisakriv, and so on and so forth. So the chayde, sorry, takriv oyle nami yoksi by oyle. Also, it says the passing yakriv. It says imoyle kabanai. It says over there yakriv oyse letzayin. It's a singular. Why do you think mincha can only be done by a single baal bas? Because it says the nefesh kisakriv lesson yochid by oyle. Also, find the word kiyakriv. Someone said no, but Haksiv was saying oyle nami yoksi yakriv. Ela oyle my time, but you know why by oyle? Because there's a passage. It says levad min yidrei. It says la oyle seichem, which is in plural. Sounds like you have partners. No mincha nami in the very same passage. It says min yidrei chem min yidrei seichem la seichem ule min chay seichem. It says the word min chay seichem. Also in plural. What's the difference? Because it says in singular, nefesh kisakri by mincha, we know that it's an individual. Tanya nami hachri. Tak actually learned something about this. Rebbe Omer, ashe yakriv korbono lechol nidreihem lechol nidvoisem ashe kivir Hashem hakol boim b'shutris. That everything comes in partnership. The only exception is a korban mincha. Why is a korban mincha different? Shenemar, it says nefesh. It says in singular nefesh. Why taka should mincha be different? Why taka every other korban it says a person adam ki yakiv, and here by mincha says v'nefesh ki sakiv. Why do you focus on the nefesh? Who generally brings such a poor man? His few, you know, his pennies it cost him more than a rich man's, you know, big animal, and his nefesh just goes into it. So, no, this we learn at Rachmana Liba boy. It's all about the heart. Why is mincha different? Why is there 5 different options? By carbon is a carbon. Here you have 5 different ways of bringing a flour offering. You know, a flat frying pan, a deep frying pan, a wafer. Why do you have so many different options? Most of them mushel. It's lemelech, a king, a friend of the king decided to make a meal and invite the king to the party. And the king knows that this man is a poor man. I know you're poor. Make me 5 different things. I'll feel like this royalty. And I'll enjoy myself over there. In other words, in a way, make the poor man feel good that he has options. If the poor man has no options, he feels terrible. The poor man wants to invite the king to his party. But if he has, even though he's very poor, all he can afford is a little bit of flour and a little bit of oil. But if you give him different options, he feels, oh, I'm a ganze mensch over here. So that's what it is. So they were saying, Mincha, they actually gave them options. Hadin aloch hanesoch, amenochus, hanesochim. Sorry?
No. Not just oil by itself.
Because oil is not a standalone.
Yeah, oil mixed with flour. Yeah, oil is an ingredient.
One standalone.
What about?
But Rab Tarfon agrees with you. Rab Tarfon says you can bring oil on its own.
That's different. That's not a carbon.
Talking about the carbon. It goes on his bed. They did a kmitza and they put a little bit on his bed.
They're the kabbayis, isn't it? That's sick.
No. If they donated oil, according to Rav Tarfon, that says you could, they took the oil, made a kmitzah, put it on the mizbech, and the rest of the oil they used for themselves. The Ukrainian would use it for whatever, make a salad.
No, but he's talking about menorah, that's better kabbayis.
Oh, menorah, yeah.
That's the maintenance fund.
And it's a different type of oil also.
That's right, yeah. We went before, the first drop. Hadin aloch ha-menachin asochim. We're now learning the last pedik hakol ha-rachitim of menachas. You're right, we'll learn chuli next. Harei alai isor, and if a guy says I take upon myself one isor, remember that's the minimum measure for a mincha is yovi echad. He brings one, obviously. The more we'll ask a question, obviously. Isroi noish, if he said I'm bringing a number of isroi, he doesn't spell how many, is yovi shnaim, he brings two. The minimum of a rabbim is two. What happens, pirashki, he says, I made an edit and I specified how many. Remember, the maximum you could bring is 60 Yisraelis in one keli. I specified the number of Yisraelis. I can't remember what it was. What do you do? Pirashti veni ma pirashti. Is yovi shishi misaron. He has to bring 60 Yisraelis because at worst, that's what he would have done. 60. What happened? He only said 20. And he's now donating 60. So 20 will be the carbon. Another 40 will be in a dover, a voluntary thing. Because we say that whatever my neder was is my neder, and the rest should be, if there is any rest, it should be for an adava. Maybe it's more than 60, but you can't remember the limit before. You cannot bring more than 60 in one keli, either from Sukkos or because you cannot mix it.
So
what happens?
If he said 80, does he have to bring 60 and 20?
In two keli. If he clearly said 80, but he has to add 2 keli. Hare olai mincha. If a guy says, I'll take upon myself a mincha, he didn't say he saw a measure, he just said a mincha. Yovi, 80 years, 5 different types of mincha, he can bring any type that he wants. Rabbi Yudaim, Yovi, minchas asailas. No, if you say stam, it's the mincha of the fine flour. Shehim yuchedeshim minchachas. That's the most special of all the minchas. Why? We'll soon see. What happens? If he says mincha, if he uses the word in Lashon Yochid, I'm bringing a mincha. Or he said, I take upon myself min mincha. I'm going to bring a kind of a mincha. It's singular, then yovi achas. You bring only one. If he says menachos in plural, I mean menachos, then you have ishtayim. You bring two. What about pirashti? I specify which one of these five I want to do. But any days in pirashti, I can't remember which one it was. Then yovi chamishos, you got to bring all five to cover your. And the other ones, whichever one is the right one is the right one. The rest are in the dover. What about pirashti mincha shal esrainim? I said I'm going to bring a mincha of esrainim in one keli. Aber the ena yedeya kama pirashti. I don't remember how much it was. Here he added the word one keli. Is Yavi Shishi Misaron. Again, like before, you bring 60 Yisaron or whatever you need, even though you said Keli Yechad, whatever is the Neder is the Neder, and the rest will be in the Dover. Rebbe.
But you say Yisronim, and in English it's Yisronim.
It says.
No, he says here, sorry, Shishi Misaron. What is the correct?
I don't know. You have to look in the original Mishnah, see what it says there. I don't know.
You look after the plural, no?
He said, why is it Shishim Yisaron?
Yisaron should be like a Tlalistic.
Before we had Yisroinim. Don't know. I'm not such a maven in grammar. Yeah. Rebbe, even though the Rambam writes in the Pirkei Avos, says, "Havizori mitzvah kala, mitzvah chamura." The Rambam says, "What's a mitzvah kala that you have to be just as careful of mitzvah chamura?" Diktuk shel Torah, diktuk, grammar. Interesting, you have to be. But interesting also what he says, mitzvah chamura is always mitzvah chamura. Simchas yamtiv. Very hard to say a lot of l'chaims.
I need so much meat.
Yeah, okay. It depends what it
is. Is he referring to a male item?
Okay. Now, Rebbe disagrees. Rebbe holds, let's worry about the grammar later. Rebbe says, Yavi menocha shel esrainim me'echav ashishi. Rebbe holds, we hold that when you're putting in the keli, it doesn't fix it. You said you'll bring a mincha of in one keli. You don't remember how many esrainim it was. The max it could be 60. Let's say you only said 30. So 30 will be my neder and 30 will be in a dover. But the Rebbe says when you put it in the keli makes it the mincha. So the problem is if you said it'll be 30, then whatever you put in the keli is going to be the mincha. I can't have 30 of it should be mincha and 30 of it should be in a dover. So Rebbe says you got to bring 60 kabanas and 60 kelim. Wow. One you bring one you bring two, one you bring three. Definitely one of them is correct. And the others will be in the double.
You should write down when you make it.
It pays. Exactly. This is a poor man is doing this.
Yeah,
imagine.
How much flour is about? Yeah. What's the weight of a flour? Yesterday you said.
So the rest of the, yeah, we said 300.
This guy's going to go around collecting.
60 Esrainas was 300 kilos of flour. But it's not 60. This is 61. Do you know how much it is? This is 161. This will be 1,800 he has to bring. He has to bring 1,800 different kalim of
flour. 60 is the maximum fits into this.
So I understand. So you bring a one, you bring a two, because the Rebbe holds the kalim is kaveye, that is mincha.
They're going to work with this kalim. Who's going to lift a 60 kilo?
Not 60, 100 kilo. According to Chazanish, according to Chaim, no, it was 50 kilo or something. Whatever it was, I don't know.
That's pretty heavy guy on a lift.
Yeah, but I'm saying this poor man now is bringing 1,800 kilos. It works out to 1,800 kilos. 1,830 kilos. 1,860 kilos of
You see, if he'd be a
gvir,
he would get away with one behemoth.
So the gvir, always gets. If you want, we had the gemara before. You want to know the cheapest place to buy something? You ask a gvir.
Yeah.
There, ask the poor guy. The gvir, he'll tell you where the cheapest place to buy, and you know, and so on. Says gemara, why is it Mishnah Tei? If you say your son, you bring a mincha on his son. Of course, as gemara said, you're right. Esrei nois yovish time. You say esrei nois, it means two. Itzchel, that's chiddush. Hanam pshita mid the son of time. What it says, itzchel yidin hay. Hanam pshita mid the time itzchel. I'm not exactly sure what the gemara is answering here. The gemara is saying it's not a pshita because we need to know that when you say esrei nois in plural, the minimum of esrei nois is two. We have that all the time. Why suddenly here, this Mishnah had to teach us that? I'm not sure. Pirashi, the first part of the Mishnah says, if you said, I know, but I didn't say how many, you bring 60. I said he's Soron, I don't remember how many. You say, you bring 60. Mantana, who says all you have to bring is 160? It's the Chizki, like Rebbe, because Rebbe would hold, you'd have to bring 60 pots. Rebbe Dama, Yavi, Menachel, Soron, Me'echav, Shishi. Rebbe holds, you're going to bring from 1 to 60. Rabbi Yechonam had a full time with Rebbe. In the first part of the mission, Rebbe be made, but I'm a pirashti esrainus, avalekivatim bekeli. When does the Rebbe say that you have to bring 1 through 60? When you said that I said the words Keli Echad. I nominated a certain amount of Esrenes inside one. I added inside one Keli. So what am I saying? I want the Keli to be Kaveh. All the contents of that Keli should become part of one Mincha. Got a problem. Because if you said 30, I'm bringing 60, not all the contents of that Keli are becoming part of that Mincha, because 30 of it is going to be an offering. But if I just said I'm bringing a certain amount, and I don't remember what it was, then I could bring 60, and 30 of it was the carbon, 30 the carbon, 30 the dove. The problem is only if I say clearly I want to bring a certain amount, and I link it to a keli, exactly, which means that the contents of that keli can only be what's going to be for that mincha. That's the problem. So what does Rebbe say then? You bring then 60 Yisraelis, and you bring them in 60 different kelim. You bring 60 by one, 60 ones. We start the Gemara. We'll start that tomorrow. Let's go on time.